Well, first of all, Mark, talk about this film. This was filmed in Roanoke, and you actually had a lot of cooperation from the Roanoke City Police Department, and I think there's actually some local cops that are in the film, correct?
That is correct. We could not have done this film without the support of the Roanoke City Police, and we wanted to use as many officers who were willing to be a part of the film. We actually held auditions over at the police department, and we had a pretty good turnout. I want to say 30-something officers came out, and unfortunately, we weren't able to use all of them as speaking roles, but all of them had a chance to get in the film one way or another.
Real quick, what's the film? It's a buddy cop drama?
The film is a buddy cop drama. It basically follows a Roanoke City detective who was unwillingly partnered with a local pastor to solve a gang shooting.
Do you think it's sort of timely now? Well, because you're talking about police partnering with a minister who happens to be African-American. But do you think because everything that's been going on the past year or so that maybe this will, you know, ring a bell with some people?
Yeah, I mean, the timing probably is spot on with everything going on in the news and such. And, of course, you know, a year ago or a year and a half ago we started writing this, we had no idea what was coming around the corner. But we do think that the police department is has a great opportunity to be a part of what's happening in the community, not just from a law enforcement standpoint, but from kind of a community public service standpoint, which is really their mission. And the Roanoke City Police already spends a good deal of time working with the community. And I know Travis Atkins over there does a lot of work. He is the community guy. I forget his specific title. But they do a lot of work with Straight Street and other, you know, nonprofit charitable organizations.
All right. And Catherine, talk about your role with Crossing Streets.
Sure. I joined the production team a little bit after actual production of the film. So I've been doing a lot of the background. Funny enough, I got to be a background extra after the fact for some pickup shots. But working on making sure that we have all the missing pieces, we've gotten credits where they need to be, working on marketing the film and teaming up with some partners in LA to make sure that we do an excellent showing, not only here locally for our promotional screening, but we really generate some great funds for Straight Street, as the film is a nonprofit endeavor.
Right. Talk about that. This is actually – you're trying to raise money for the local Straight Street organization?
Correct. But we are also hoping to reach out to Straight Streets in other communities. A lot of people don't know there are several Straight Street organizations throughout the country, and they do great work in their own communities. So we are not only going to be reaching out to them to let them know that they can show this film at some point, we're hoping, in the future in their own communities, but also that they can be part of the overall message of the film. We're really hoping that this will be a Kickstarter for engaging with teens that are at risk and doing so in a way that's constructive and feels natural for folks, but also is beneficial for the kids.
You're having a screening on Wednesday night. When is the DVD release and pay on demand release come out?
Those are good questions, and we don't have a plan as of yet. The film is still currently with the producer's rep, and he's out kind of shopping it with different distribution channels and looking at possible avenues for exhibiting the film, but there's no firm word on that yet.
Okay, we're talking with Mark Hutchins and Catherine Haddam from, Alexander Films. And talk about setting up locally. I know you guys have already shot another film after this.
Or Where Are You, Bobby Browning?
Where Are You, Bobby Browning?
And that is a film that we shot this past fall in partnership with the community of Vinton. They were an excellent support and a really integral part of the film. There are recognizable locations like the Dogwood and Town Hall woven throughout. So we're really excited about that production going to be following closely on the heels of Crossing Streets.
And how have you guys found it setting up shop here in Vinton, in Roanoke County, and in the Valley, and just as far as the reception to what you're doing and what you want to do in the future as far as producing more of these independent films?
I mean, it's been tough. Not that the people in Roanoke haven't welcomed us, but I guess they don't understand exactly what production is. And so to be in a community like Richmond or D.C., where they're used to seeing productions coming through, it's a little easier for them to embrace it. Here in Roanoke, you almost have to educate people what it is we do and how it is we do it so they can embrace it and they're able to get excited about it. I mean, everyone gets excited about a film coming in the area, but then a lot of the questions are, well, what's my part and how can I be a part? So we're trying to do as much educating as we are creating opportunities for the local community.
You mean as far as being involved as what the technical crew or a local actor or extra or things like that?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of background talent is really what we focus on here in the community. But we also want to pull – and Crossing Streets actually pulled quite a few young people for supporting roles in the film, speaking roles. And there's a lot of kids that, you know, just get excited being able to be in a film and have a speaking role. But also crew. I'd love to spend more time training and building up a crew base here. That saves me money as a filmmaker, not having to house and bring folks in. But it also gives local young people or, you know, those looking to change a career an opportunity to get involved with production and do something different.
Do you have to get to a certain critical mass, Mark, as far as the number of films produced in the area before you can, you know, have a pool of talent to pull from like that?
Yes, that's absolutely true. We would definitely have to have continual production. I say sustained production in the area. And one of the goals that with Alexander Films is actually to bring a television production into the area, some type of weekly series which would create ongoing production opportunities. And like any other community, like Tyler Perry has done down in Atlanta, if there's something happening, it will draw other folks in. And it's the if you build it, they will come kind of mentality.
Sort of like also like Wilmington, North Carolina went through that for a while with Dawson's Creek and programs like that.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. And Catherine, just talk about you know, some of the challenges as far as having an office here and you know what you're looking forward to in the future as far as what you'd like to do in the future with the office.
Sure. Well, the good news is, and I know that Mark shares this, Roanoke and the surrounding areas are beautiful, and we're really glad to be here. Mark and his family moved here several years ago. I am originally from here and just recently moved back from Washington, D.C. It's really great to be around trees again for me. So I think that this area is a prime location to be the next Wilmington, to definitely bring more productions to the area. Over the past several years, of course, Sarah Elizabeth Timmons and several other projects have come here. The Brian Lawrence story was a big one recently. We're hoping to not only through our own projects, but also building connections through our, you know, production team, different production professionals in the area, that more films will be produced here. And like we were talking about, creating that momentum so that one day we will have sustainable production in the area. Those folks who are maybe in high school now and interested in going into film won't have to move away from their community. They'll be able to stay here and still have sustainable career opportunities.
Is it sort of a word of mouth thing where, you know, a couple of productions have a good experience and then maybe they spread the word and so more people say, hey, let's give it a shot?
That's definitely true. Hollywood, as you know, is definitely a network-based community, but production in general in places like Richmond, New York, Atlanta, Wilmington, if you say, hey, I came here and had a great experience with, for instance, the Roanoke City Police Department, then it opens up other opportunities for other directors and producers to say, hey, I'd really like to check out that community for my film.
I mean, film's a business, and so because film's a business, we need to have an infrastructure in place. I mean, for a producer or a filmmaker to want to come to the area, they want to know, hey, is there affordable hotels? Is there affordable catering? Is there a crew base, or at least is there a local enough crew base where it's not going to cost me a fortune to bring everyone in? You know, is the community excited? Would they get behind it when I look for 100 background extras? Will 100 background extras show up, or will I get 10 or 12 people showing up?
And you have to realize I was an extra for Bobby Browning that – when you say midnight, it may be 3 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of there's definitely a time and commitment to being a background actor or to be involved with the production. The payoff is that hopefully you get a chance to work with some talent, some actors, and say, hey, I saw that person in person. I shook that person's hand. I watched that person, you know, act in front of the camera, and it that excitement that it creates that should resonate through the community.
It's an experience for sure. Last question, you're showing on Wednesday night, Crossing Streets, Mark. How do you approach these screenings? Are you really nervous? Are you a fly on the wall? Do you kind of melt into the background and gauge people's reaction? How do you handle these?
Well, while the film itself is screening, I definitely want to be a fly on the wall and gauge their reactions. That means a lot to a filmmaker to see how the community responds to it, how an audience responds to it. Whether do they laugh when they should laugh? Do they sniffle when they should feel emotional? Are they all sitting there completely silent through the whole film? But for this one, this is a community screen and really to bring awareness to Straight Street. Yes, we want people to see the film. We want people to be excited about production in Roanoke and see that it's possible and it's happening. But I also want people to realize that this project is benefiting Straight Street. It is benefiting other charitable organizations, even nationwide, and meant to bring awareness to teens at risk.
All right. And Mark Hutchins and Catherine Haddam with Alexander Films. Their film Crossing Streets will show Wednesday night. And Mark and Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.